start along the river.
I'm just borrowing this.
The day is hot, there is a light rain. The river banks are steep. However, you make good progress. The other thing here is the travel. In terms of travel, you can move. 2 days is standard by boat along the river Sushenstar. But you can choose to increase your speed and move an extra bit. But you have to roll a d4, and if you roll a 1 or a 2, you don't progress at all because you become shipwrecked because you're increasing your speed. And you also gain disadvantage over
sailing.
You can also slow down, in which case you can be stealthy, and then you roll a d4, and if you roll anything but a 1, you travel the same speed as normal. If not, you travel half speed.
Normal travel at normal speed because by our calculation, we can arrive at Camp Righteous and resupply.
Camp Righteous.
By hour? Why?
Our calculation.
Very good, she said. Credit.
My calculation.
Dude, that's like the time where Bob Marley stole credit for one of my songs.
Anyway,
we travel two days.
You travel for the first day.
Okay, we travel one day.
It's
two hexes.
It was light rain. Wait.
Random encounters time. Wait.
Market is shit.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah. Okay, cool. You have started to travel. The landscape evolves around you. The trunks. So the trunks of the trees getting thicker on the riverbank, either side of you. And sometimes
it's like the burns that were formed last time.
You haven't reached that point yet.
Okay.
Finally, you do start to reach that area that you reached last time. You can see that there's a large portion of the underbrush which is blackened. However, vines have already started to creep over the top of them. There's not much evidence of what you did. So of the damage that was committed. Azaka remarks on this curiously. Beyond that, however, you get a bit further in the night. Finally, you arrive. It gets towards evening, and the sun is going down towards the edge. Just at the edge of the river, there's a kind of dark red streak on the horizon, just over the trees. She says it's time to set up camp, I think, but we have to be careful.
And the background is decorated by my wonderful musical.
Learning from our experience, I ask.
We travel quietly.
What's your character's name?
Judy.
I ask Judy to stay watch.
Judy.
Jare, isn't it?
Jare.
I ask Jare to stay watch overnight.
Okay, very good. Here is the most important thing that we need to point out. We are stopping now on the right side of the river. Don't go to the left side of the river. Because that is the domain of the dead.
That sounds fun.
That actually does sound fun.
So at this point, you get camp on the right side of the river just here.
Okay.
Do we still have zero experience?
Fun?
Probably. I mean, think about what we've done.
I'll give you 100 XP each.
Oh, are we doing XP?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I'd forgotten.
Why, I think it's how mechanics work.
I'm pretty sure that's a level up.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Damn it, I need 300.
Wait, hang on, what?
You need 300 to level up.
The way we do the fact that George is not here today, we'll just continue playing it as if nothing's out of the ordinary. Just because it's easier, frankly, than...
Yeah.
Fuck.
Finding excuses.
Where is my thing?
Where's the lamb soup?
So do you keep watch over the night?
Where is my super suit?
Okay, perception check.
Perception. Actually, I think I'm good at this.
I think Tabaxi are inherently good at this.
Forward of perception.
Wait, I can just go underwater.
Yes. Oh, but this is... the river's very slow moving. Like, filled with debris.
Why can't I do...
I'm
sure I can do...
And sometimes it's rapids and there are large stones sticking out.
I'm sure I can do experience on this.
Okay, you can. But there are also crocodiles. And all sorts of...
I want to wrestle a crocodile.
Have you ever... So, you're talking to Azaka about this. Have you ever heard of a quicker storm? Quicker swarm.
A what?
A quicker swarm, she says. They're deadly evil.
Tell me more.
Equipa swarms, they're like these things. They can eat an animal in seconds. if they get on them.
Piranhas.
Thousands of tiny
piranhas.
She says. Except that is piranhas. You've heard of piranhas. Welcome to Chults. Here our piranhas eat live dinosaurs.
Why she turned Russian?
She says.
Your piranha eat
live in Soviet Russia, you eat piranha.
So, I've got a 23, by the way.
23.
To perceive.
Oh, to perceive. Okay. this is her talking about a campfire. That night you go to sleep
on
the
right
bank. I am
listening very intently.
Okay, she's just saying, here piranhas are about this size, she says.
Oh, I have dark vision as well.
Don't cross them. I'll tell you if I see them. Be very careful not to put your hands outside of the boat. You go to sleep. You get in your tent for the night. You stay on watch. You kind of play the loop. So you loop very quietly to yourself.
Loops?
So it's not. You're. What are you playing?
Heavy metal, heavy bass. No, I'm playing a ukulele, I think.
Okay, as quietly to yourself as possible as the embers die out. Because you don't
want
much time.
How you doing? I'm fine. I lied. I'm dying inside.
What's that from?
It's just like a meme song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at that point, you keep watch all night, but nothing stirs, nothing happens. Everything seems fine. So, about midnight, a light rain starts to... nothing approaches on the
please?
Camp. The next morning, you're very soggy, you've got a kind of top that you've erected out of leaves and things over the top of you.
Wait, guys. Alright, so, when I'm keeping watch, right... So, I usually play really well, but if I do, like, a random, just, like, really bad chord, that means something's happened.
I keep thinking something has happened.
Okay.
Mitch's character's actually turned deaf.
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon I'll help you.
Quick. Azaka wakes up. Quick, we should probably leave around now, she says. It's getting early. It's getting late. We don't want people to find us. We don't want to stay on the riverbank.
What time is it?
She wakes you up. It's
so
about 6 in the morning.
I've stopped drinking as much as I usually do.
I'm still drinking a decent amount,
so I'm actually pretty heavy sleeper right now.
Okay. She whacks her tent a bit.
A fireball. I'm glad, like, we're being attacked. I put my core staff, like, ready to hit something.
Keep that energy. I like it. But no. Okay, then let's head out now, everyone. You gather back onto the boat and you get sailing again.
I climb all the way up to the mast and start sleeping.
The light rain that started last night has now formed a thick mist that kind of engulfs the jungle. However, it's still just as sticky as it was yesterday. And you continue down the river through this kind of... It feels almost like gooey kind of passing through the air. It's almost as thick as the water below you. About halfway through the day, perception checks.
So, one hex.
Wait, you guys have to do the perception checks, because I'm probably asleep.
No, in the boat, you'd be helping row. Yeah.
16.
Oh, it's a rowboat.
Help,
I thought
row.
It was an actual
one. It's a canoe.
It's a canoe, you mother.
16.
But I'm sleeping, aren't I? Cause I
no,
just
you're
whole...
not, because every time you do, 16. I whack you
16.
Out of the head.
16. Okay.
I spent the whole night
as you're canoeing along.
Do I throw as well?
Yeah, you're canoeing along, and suddenly, just on the other boat, you spy something wooden, like a crate sticking out from the underbrush just ahead. It's on the
17.
Left side of the bank.
17? Did anyone get higher?
Pardon?
17?
Is this my perception?
No, he's already seen it, it's fine.
Oh, why in the hell did you wake me up then?
You have to tell us, please.
Yeah.
Why did you wake
me up? So don't we all perceive?
This is, actually it would be a passive perception.
Oh, alright.
Jerry, you are behind past perception 13, you would have seen it. Okay, so
70.
You see a large wooden crate sticking out the side of the riverbank on the left side.
I saw
it doesn't matter, you both see it at the same time.
Wait, no, you
but
see
I'm,
it.
I'm
on constant
alert though, because like, I'm really wary.
Mitch, you see it, I'm asleep.
Okay. I point it out.
I'm going to say, Azaka's like, oh, what's that? We should maybe pick it up.
I think.
Yeah. We pick it up.
Except it is on the left bank, so be careful.
That's okay. We'll just whack him with sticks.
We'll stay in the boat and we'll grab it from the left bank.
Okay.
I just jump out and start swimming across.
Okay.
But
cool.
There's the problem that he knows.
He's a fish person.
You jump into the okay. Do you, I assume you just try to breathe the water.
This was halfway through.
Yeah.
The boat, right?
You swallow some, right? Constitution. Be very careful, shouts Azaka as you jump into the water and start swimming over. At this point, the river's pretty slow, so they start to move.
15.
Away. 15. Okay, you get on the other side, you're fine. There are diseases in there. Have you ever heard of something called throat leeches?
No.
She said.
No.
Let's keep it that way.
It's a throat leech. Okay. I start rifling through all the boxes and stuff.
Oh, no, it's one big crate.
Oh,
and it's actually a creeper that's climbed over the
creeper. I whack the creeper.
Okay, cool.
Don't whack the vine. It explode.
The vine, dude.
Okay, you hack at it and it kind of... It's splits apart. There's a kind of ichor-y kind of thing that's drips out.
I just push it away from my quarterstaff.
Okay, you see that the box has probably only been here for a couple of days, but already the vines have reclaimed it. You also see a symbol emblazoned on the top.
What symbol?
And it has a strange curved font around the side of it.
Can I cast a thingy check?
It reads Zentarum.
Can I cast a history check?
Sure.
It's not a spell.
Wait, is that the only 20
not natural?
Okay, you know the Zentarum are a faction that operates a lot out of the Sword Coast, but also in other regions. They're a group of... They're mainly thieves and spies. But they deal in intelligence.
This could be useful. Aaron, open the crates. But be careful.
I get my staff and
the thing's been like nailed first.
I get my staff and like try and shove it into like the crack and like lever it.
Okay, cool. After a bit of levering, the lid pops open. You see what's inside. Tucked into some cloth, you see three red vials, and alongside them several large brown sacks. Poking the sacks, you see that they're kind of filled with water. They're like water skins.
I pull the water out and I throw it.
You calculate there's about 10 days rations worth of water in there.
Yes! Okay, grab it.
Also, if you've been recording rations, you will have lost...
Yeah, I know. We're on 9 days rations.
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm doing it at the end of every day. I'll mark them up.
Sure.
So,
cool.
I also take the vials and I put them in my pocket.
Okay, cool.
Wait, you don't tell us about the vials?
No, I do. I'm just putting it in my pocket.
What? So they're just red vials?
What did you find?
Some red vials and water.
Could be fortuitous, but we'll have to be careful we don't run into their owners.
Are there any, I start looking around the bank, like, warily. Am I rolling?
Perception check, because you're looking around the bank.
Yeah, 16.
16. Okay, you don't seem to see anything. However, suddenly you look up, and you see that in the tree, just above... The cache with the creepers is the body of an elf hanging in the branches.
I don't think we need to worry about the owners. As I look up, I call up to the boat.
You can see that, like, it's an elf female kind of hanging in the branches like this. They look emaciated as if they'd been there for several days. Hanging up there at the top of the tree. One hand's
Does he tell
on
us?
The stomach, the other
do
one
we see
out.
It after he points
yeah,
out?
He points it out.
She...
Run.
Mitch,
run.
Looks like it climbed up there in a hurry. And clearly
Aaron,
didn't get
Aaron,
down.
Did you guys bring the boat across so I don't have to swim back through the water?
Did we?
I assume you murdered at the
side.
That's
what I thought.
I run
through.
I just don't say, time to go, and I jump into the boat.
Okay, cool.
We demoralize.
I use my staff to push us away from the bank.
Okay, cool. Nothing seems to stir from the branches above. However, you do hear a kind of faint croaking sound kind of echoing from the jungle. It could be something... So it could be birds, could be something else.
How many vials do I have? Three?
Three. You just take them in the crate, because you'll, you know...
Do we finish travel?
Yeah, I'm just writing it down.
Do we complete our day of travel?
Other than that, yes. You get to the end of the day's worth of travel.
Alright, my guess is that if we stay there any longer, that elf would have reanimated and attacked us.
I say we don't try and assume any knowledge that our characters would know.
Undead
stuff
doesn't
really
work.
Pun?
You know that there's undead in the jungle, but you don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Azaka knows a bit. Undead roam the jungles for thousands of years. So have roamed the jungles for hundreds of years since a catastrophe a long time ago.
What catastrophe?
The world was still naive then, she says. What happened, many legends disagree on, she says. But what they agree, what they all agree is that after the great god Ubtau was angered. Angered, people fell about farting. There was some kind of civilization here. is not like the one you see today, but something terrible happened with one of their leaders and cursed them all to an eternity of roaming the jungles. That's all I know. That was told to me by my grandmother when I was very young. It could just be a story, I don't know. Maybe they import them on boats or something. Who knows?
I was going to import dead.
Scare I don't know. Scare your people import dead treasures. All the time.
Is that metaphorical death?
Yes. Funnily enough.
People are up here.
For example, Callum Shan. I know Callum Shan's not where you're from. You're from the Sword Coast, but you're just as bad. Callum Shan comes here. It took us over for over 100 years, and only recently did we gain our independence.
I feel like she's being racist, and she's assuming that we're just here to take over stuff.
Okay, this is...
I thought we're just here to stop a curse.
Yeah, and get rich.
Oh, by the way...
I honestly don't know what's going on.
How much did you tell her about your trip?
None.
Not much.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me where we're headed after this.
Well, we'll sort that out.
We'll sort out your
this
problem
is by the camp. So you finally get the.
We'll sort out your thing first, and then we'll sort out ours. Yeah.
Very well, she says.
Because then we're deep in the jungle already, and then she can't argue about nothing.
But then also, she owes us.
Yeah, boy.
Are
we going to like the volcano?
I can't remember.
Well,
is it like a volcano we're going to or something else?
No, you don't know exactly where you're going to. This is basically, you know the Soulmonger is hidden somewhere in Chult. From the previous guide, Eku told you that she knew something about some wise guardian of a place called Oralunga, which is a ziggurat near the Eldani Basin.
Alright, are we done?
I think you told this to me before,
Supposedly, he's this mystical creature that can help you find what you seek.
Yeah,
you can ask.
You've told us before, haven't you? I just completely forgot.
Day 5!
No, day 3.
Day 3 on this. What, day 5 in Chult?
Oh, right, yeah.
Please!
yes.
I am tracking our fucking resources.
Okay, so who keeps watch that night?
Me again, because I just spent the whole day sleeping.
No, we didn't.
I'll take watch this time.
You can also alternate, is the other thing. Yeah. Wake each other up so you take.
Oh, no, I'm trying to go cold turkey on my drinking, and so this was like...
There's also the fact that I have dark vision.
We all do.
I don't.
10. No, 8.
Okay. Nothing stirs throughout that night.
Something did stir, I just didn't see it.
Yeah, but that's called metagaming?
And soon, the sun rises again. Everything seems fine. Everyone's in their tents. No one has, like, murdered you during the night. You still have all of your rations. Boats are still tied up.
I want to go have, like, a look around, just like...
Why being the most suspicious he possibly can? To try and throw us
He's telling us everything's okay. I look
Every
up.
Now and then, by the way, I'm just going to roll dice to fuck with
I look up into, like, this, like, the trees just...
There's an elf hanging in there.
It's following us.
You realize you're actually more on the left side.
You see a strange kind of, like... It looks sort of like a possum, but it's got weird webbed ears popping across from one to another.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Don't
see the forest on fire!
You can't, it's too hot.
It's a wet forest.
It took me so many girls to set on fire.
It'd be a rainforest, Stubbsy.
Hold on. That was, Oh! 16.
16? Okay, at the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, is that just a standard attack? You hit it.
10 damage.
You roast it. It falls out of the tree, black.
Can we enter our rations?
Exactly. Why did you do that?
It's my guts for breakfast.
What are you doing?
It scared me.
It scared you. We are not the only people in this jungle, and I expect you to respect other life, she says. This is why so many people don't tolerate you people. You just don't understand. You wander into other people's lands. You screw with them.
Have you walked out? Like, standing around or something?
She says...
I sidle over and I'm like, should I fire a
bolt? No!
Okay. I prepare burning hands. I don't.
Okay.
We continue
the next day. Okay, cool.
Right now,
you start heading down the river. Light rain continues today. And now everything's going... Have you got any way of waterproofing this stuff? Because your stuff, because everything's slowly getting moist, wetter and wetter, like almost.
That's
like,
not how it works.
Plastic bags.
After
plastic bags,
iron
you
that's
can dry yourself with prestidigitation.
You don't have plastic bags.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah, I'll check.
After long iron that's left unchecked will rust.
I think
like
you
canvas
can.
Can
if
rot
not, I,
because
that,
of the moisture.
That's stupid.
But that's after days and days and days. But like you're gonna have to be careful. Everything, like everything, is wet.
No, you can't. You can't dry yourself. I don't know. Do we have some cloth or something we can put over the top?
Mm. Wait, what about my tarp?
Do you have a tarp?
Apparently, I had a tarp on me.
By the way, I assume you guys have a rain catcher for later. Azaka just muses.
We did, didn't we?
Did we? I think we originally did, and then we lost it. And we forgot about it. Whoops! Also, I only have 3 GP, so it's fine.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, we
did. Well!
We found extra water,
what
we're
what
fine.
What I'll do is I'll drill a hole into one of the trees and let us,
Alright, do we travel for another day?
Well, you're travelling for a lot of the day. However, that morning, you suddenly hear, paddling from up around the bend.
Have we travelled yet?
So, you start travelling.
How big is the canoe? Like, sideways? Like, could we all lie down inside it?
In width? Or like length?
Could we lie down and make it look like it's just...
Yeah,
okay,
cool.
We all lie down and hide inside the canoe.
Okay, cool. Everyone lies down. So you all lie down.
Yeah,
so
stealth
roll.
Jeez,
you're on my ukulele.
Cool,
can you roll for me, please?
Stealth.
It's a 2. What? It's a 1.
Uh-oh. Yeah, plus 1.
14.
Mitch got 14.
14. Okay, cool.
9.
Suddenly you hear noise up ahead.
I think I can see something over there.
You hear more paddling. It sounds like there's a boat with several people on it coming up from where you are. You're all lying down completely as still as possible.
Can I prepare an action, please?
But sure.
Whenever, if they lean over, I want to cast Firebolt.
you hear a voice, hello friend!
I want to grab them and have my Firebolt in their face.
It's not like,
they
could be a bit away, and your kind of boat's now drifting. Hello friends, is there anybody out there?
Don't
you hear the call?
Ah, yes!
Hello?
Did you
actually?
Cover?
Did you actually?
Yes.
What? Where are you?
I Firebolt you!
Are you lying down? What is going on?
We are... collecting.
You hear the voice coming closer and closer as the boat kind of...
We're trying a new rain collecting technique.
Very good, sir, he says. You wouldn't happen to be...
Roll deception.
Would you mind coming out so we can see you?
Would you mind buggering off?
I mean, I would.
This sounds
particularly
suspicious.
I would, but I'll lose all the water I've collected.
All the water you've collected.
All the water you collected.
Right. See, he says... Well, in which case, I'm so glad that you're hiding from us, because you wouldn't happen to be you wouldn't happen to know the whereabouts of a strange pale man and his dragon-like companion, would you?
No.
I immediately sit straight up. I'm like, you said dragon friend?
Wait,
no,
that's not
dragon.
The kid from Storm Kings.
Oh.
Wait, I want familiar. I got a familiar.
Yeah, you did.
So did I get a familiar?
Yeah, what familiar?
Well,
did you get?
No, you need to tell me what's around, because it doesn't actually just generate
flying
one.
Snakes.
Flying snakes!
No, there's a list! There's a wizard list!
No, there's a list technically, but what it does is it finds a bunch. Because you don't summon it, what you do is you find a creature around you that will act as your familiar. So you summon a bat.
It's a familiar and not a. There's
it's
another.
Not a it's not the pseudo dragon type thing.
That was something
else.
So it's like Pokemon Ranger.
It's basically I find a Pokemon. I get a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I have to find it. So
it's a good analogy.
You have to tell me what's around.
It was a good
analogy. Flying snake's probably the most applicable one. If not, there's like...
The
Carapiranha. You can have a Quipper.
But it'd be so annoying to like go anywhere away from water. Just like it just flops on the land. No, can I have a flying snake, please?
Sure.
Jump on the deck and flop like a fish.
It's just short.
How big is it?
It's about that long. And it's got little wings.
Oh my god, it's so cute! I want to call him Randall.
No, call him Quetzalcoatl! Oh,
you're a monster thing,
yes.
No, call him Quetzalcoatl!
Randall. I can't, every single time you say his name, Wyatt coughs.
Quetzalcoatl.
You took the cough. No, I'm calling him Randall.
Call him
Control own fucking familiar.
Okay.
I think we can as a bar.
Please don't.
I actually can.
Please don't.
Because then I would be cool. If everyone has a flying lizard snake.
No, no, no. Meanwhile, you hear this figure. Come closer, please. We have to investigate.
I tell.
Why do we have to investigate?
Wait,
we
can
don't
I
know
see
any
because
dragons?
There are criminals out there that need to be taken
well,
to justice.
I stand up in the boat, and I splash myself with the water at the set from the river. I splash myself.
Oh, to make it look like you just
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. And I say we don't know anyone who has dragons.
You won't mind us coming aboard then. The boat's almost parallel. With
I mean, you
now.
Can try if you want, but this is a three-person canoe.
It's
got
actually,
four people in it.
It's actually it's a pretty big.
I throw Randall into the air and I'm like, I want to.
Why?
No. So you're flying.
It's their boat, by the way, I should just clarify, is a reasonably big boat. It's got about...
I want to use him to scout.
Can we take
that? Okay,
boat?
Sure.
So
can
I can see through his eyes in 100 feet.
There are 11 people on this boat. It's a large vessel.
Can we take this boat?
No. You can also see on one side of the boat,
HP.
Now that you've stood up, you can see on one side of the boat, there's this little logo, and you can see it says Zentarum.
Ah, yes, okay.
The man standing up.
And they won't know what's taken of their stuff.
We didn't take the box.
By the way, he says,
we took the stuff in the box.
We didn't take
by
the
way,
stuff,
that's
yeah.
the other reason we'll have to come aboard today. He says, there's another reason we'll have to come aboard today. We've been looking for the supply drop for about 3 days now.
Shit.
And we haven't been able to find it, and we're just making sure that, as the first travelers we have seen in the last 3 days, I mean, I would trust you not to just take someone.
Oh,
somebody
I mean, of course we wouldn't.
Else.
Of course we wouldn't. I mean,
I tap on the shoulder, like
right.
I tap John.
Do you all stand up at this
do
point?
Do you, John?
Yeah.
Azarka stood up. Yeah.
I tap him the shoulder. And I'm like, no, shut up. I tap him the shoulder. I'm like, should I fireball that part? No.
Guys,
Randall to see that how many people are on the boat.
Guys,
okay, there are 11.
If they ask about the crane,
yeah.
How big is the boat?
Because
I was describing,
I didn't really get it. Sorry.
It's a reasonably big
boat.
It looks
seriously.
Like one of those.
I was
it's got
that time.
Like water wheels
on
the other side. It looks like one of those holes.
Like a steamboat.
Like a steamboat, but it's powered by hand.
Oh, okay.
Do they have slaves? They have slaves on it.
they have several white people, who are clearly from some foreign place. Who will be Zentarum operatives. Then there are people who look like they're from the place, but they're well dressed, and then there are several people who are barely, like, clothed.
Fuck, I can't firebolt the boat without killing innocent.
I'm
counting good, not counting evil.
And there are spears and things like that.
No, count it good.
But you can murder
really,
some people and it benefits the greater whole.
But I wouldn't.
Utilitarianism.
But currently, right now,
so
it's not the best option, if you think about it.
At this point, as you guys, like, as you're talking, the boat's about to pull up next to it. Soon they'll be able to see inside.
Well, they won't be able to tell what...
In fact, would
so
you like to come...
He's hidden the red vials. Sorry,
I have the red vials on.
Did you take the box?
No.
Okay.
I took the red vials out
of
the box.
We took all the stuff out of the box.
Sure.
We took the water skins, but they look like ordinary water skins,
I
assume.
Well, there are these big brown water skins. They were kind of clearly a military make. They're like... They're not your standard market water skins.
Fuck. Did we drink those ones first?
They might be identifiable.
There were like 3 days worth.
Can we hide those? I don't do it. Guys,
which case you have 20 seconds to do
it. Wait. I say, guys, throw the water over the edge. Do it.
They're about to pull up next to you.
Sit on the water skin.
So are you discussing this? How are you communicating this? You're just kind of whispering?
I'm whispering.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Sorry, Max.
Yes.
Max, it's just, you have suspicions on us. We have suspicions on you.
And what suspicions would those be?
Well, I mean,
a giant boat comes towards us coming from down the river. We don't know who you are. We don't know what you're doing out here.
And you have lots
of
people on board.
For all we know, you could be slavers.
Then I understand, friend, he says. But for that reason, if you want to meet on the shore, that would be even better.
We choose the left side.
Yeah.
The left side.
The left side.
And he kind of, because they've come up the other side of the river, he's like, so that one? He points to the right.
The right side for you.
Our left. Your right.
Your right.
Are you sure, sir?
Yes.
Very well.
Don't come any closer, by the way.
We will
blow a hole in your ship.
I'm going to sound prepared and
blow
you
blow a hole in
here.
My ship. At this point, kind of the guy.
Why did you say
ship.
That?
I didn't. Pretty good.
So, very well. At this point, they start to moor it closer and closer. The guy gets off. With his friend, who's this big, hulking, like,
Alright, I guess
British muscle
we
guy.
Get off.
He looks like.
And we leave the guy then.
He looks Amnion, which means
no,
he's
I think we take
son.
The guy.
Journey the ship? I don't know what your name is.
Journey!
So you pull up on the bank.
Yes.
This last, so he kind of steps out and is like, now can we investigate your boat?
No.
How many people are you travelling with, sir?
Four people.
Including me.
Four people, and so can you list these people?
There's myself.
Myself?
John.
Yes.
Judy. And
our guide.
Okay, cool. Azak.
What about you? How many people are you traveling with?
Yes.
11.
Clear. And can you name them all?
Why do you want that?
Well, you asked that of us.
I did not ask your names, I mean.
You did actually not ask our names, it's
I
true.
Just, so, now, let us investigate your boat.
How about...
We will all walk onto the shore, and you can stand in our boat, as we stand in yours, as a demonstration that we will not steal what is yours.
Okay.
But remember, if you try and run, we will shoot you down. At this point, he points at a whole of this, like, the skimpily dressed ones, and they have, like, blowpipes and things.
Okay, we can kill them. I don't care. clearly
they might
safe.
Be doing it out of, like, they might be saying something they're doing it out of fear.
I want to talk to them.
So, now, as we were telling you before.
I will play them a bodacious
actually,
melody.
You can just talk chomps.
Yeah, exactly.
Bodacious.
Then he points to the
and
next guy in the boat.
Man.
The next guy is, like, a skinny, pale guy from the Sword Coast. And he's like, so, basically what we were... what we're here for is essentially there is a known, notorious criminal that we are seeking on behalf of our order. You have heard of the Zentalum? I know we don't have a very good rap in some parts of the Sword Coast, but we try to do what we can to maintain justice. And essentially, there are two people. Artis Simba is the name of the first one. And the second name is Dragonbait. That's what we call him anyway, because he's this strange kind of dragonish humanoid creature. We don't really know what he is, but we are seeking him, and we've heard that he is hiding out in the jungles of Chult. Now, you wouldn't have, met these people, would you? By any chance.
I'm sorry,
you wouldn't know anything about
them? Is it in character?
Here's your facts, and here's the heads. Whoosh!
I'm sorry, you just kept talking, and white noise, man. White noise.
I like the way we do shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not getting this. So.
There's a criminal.
Look.
We didn't see anything.
So, ignore this man.
Girl.
Ignore this woman. We have not seen the criminals you're after.
No, we haven't.
We are interested in our own pursuits.
What he said.
And what are those pursuits, if I might ask?
We come in search of a cure.
Well, I'm sure that you wouldn't like the same of us asking you a well-known security organization.
As Azaka is still in the boat, she attempts to tip the water overboard while you're distracting them by talking to them.
No, it's fine. It works.
Actually, you can roll for her. I'll roll for
her. No,
okay.
It's empty. That's yours.
Okay. You hear a slight splash, and, like, you kind of turn your head and you see it disappear, but no one else seems to
know. Oh, for fuck's sake, Jiren!
I can get it later.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just, like, making it so it looks like
it. Also, we shout something. We shout over the splash. We're like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah! Crocodile!
No.
Where?
I'm playing my music, and I play really loudly.
Yeah. Oh wait, must have been just the waves hitting the boats. My bad.
Right. Okay, so the others go. So, in which case, can you look us up in Port Nanzaru if you have any problems? Here is my card. He pulls out a card.
I take that and I say, here is my card, and I pull out a dagger and step. No, I don't.
I was going to be like, ooh. You get sneak attack.
I do it.
Which is only what 1d2d6 right now. 1d6.
I think he's got a weapon. Thank you. Thank you. We will do so. We must be on our way. So we get in our boat and we leave.
Yep, we leave.
Fantastic. And now you'll let us look at your boat. You may stand here.
Okay, and then we let them on.
Okay, they walk on. They start looking through your... I suppose your supplies are tucked into the sides of the canoe.
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay, cool. They start looking through your bags.
I want to start talking to one of the...
Where are the potions?
In my pocket.
In your pocket. Okay, cool. They do perception checks. Nothing out of the ordinary, sir. Very good.
I'm playing a melody for the slaves.
I'm surprised you would assume that we would have something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit offended that I think you have my book and I have yours.
Yes, it's just you never can be too careful around
me. I'm a little bit offended that you think we were thieves. I think we deserve some compensation for our time lost.
Do you guys know that you're
speaking
acting
of,
so...
Speaking of, by the way, he says.
You're being so suspicious that you're going to think that you're hiding something.
Okay.
No, we're just being as suspicious as this guy is.
Okay. The skinny white guy, so, I love me, pops up at the front finally and says, so, anyway, one last thing I wanted to go over. He waves his hand mysteriously in front of me.
I'd stop him. I'd jump.
Hang on. Is that in Cholton?
No.
Oh. I tackle him.
Okay, do you actually?
Yes, I do.
Mitch, you tackle!
Yeah, okay, you tackle
Mitch,
him
Mitch,
straight.
Mitch.
Into the water.
Into the water? Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Mate. Oh, shit.
Mate.
15.
It's 15? Okay, against his strength check. Yeah, you succeed in pushing it. You both go into the water. Suddenly he yells out, he kind of flails out. Suddenly the other people are up in arms. You're on their boat, I assume.
No, but I've fallen off though, so no, I'm not.
Okay.
But we are.
Quick, go, let's leave. Get in the canoe.
Actually,
ha!
Ha! You guys sink into the water. You can see through this kind of murky green. The figure's kind of kind of flailing out. He tries to hit you. He grabbed and with his other hand.
He's actually disadvantaged mortar, but I'm not.
Okay. Okay, he got a 6 to hit you. What do you do?
Slaves, right?
I cast Witch Bolt.
You cast Witch Bolt underwater. Can you do that? Like speaking underwater?
I don't know if it's semantic.
Somatic.
I can speak underwater anyway, then.
Okay.
I'm amphibious.
So everyone's up in arms at that point. They're like, all the tribal kind of warriors.
All the tribals are just sitting around. Whoa,
what's going on? So you do know that you are with the Thane.
No, we're not.
He says, well then, why did you just tackle him? Give me a question.
He was waving hands in front of our faces, speaking in another language, and you expect us to be like passive? And like, it looks like he was casting a spell.
I got 20.
Bullshitting. Quick, get it.
Wyatt,
at this point, a whole lot of the people rush towards the boat that you're on.
Wyatt,
I pull out my sword.
Okay.
Wyatt, I got 25 to hit him because it's a ranged attack.
With the witch bolt. Okay.
With the witch bolt, and also it lasts for a minute. And I just continues to keep lightning bolting him for
okay,
like a
cool.
minute,
damage?
Basically. D12.
Uh-huh.
I cast Witch Bolt on him, and and then I use my swimming speed to like swim back 20 feet because he can't swim that fast.
How much damage did you do?
So it's 12 damage already to him.
12 damage?
Yeah.
He takes it.
I assume so.
In the water?
Yeah, in the water. He's flailing out though.
It's electric.
You start swimming towards.
No, it's just energy. So it's just energy. Sorry, not
electric. In the water.
It's not electric. It's just energy.
Okay, you start swimming up to the surface then.
No, swim
sideways.
Oh
god, don't make
it. Okay, he starts trying to get to the surface as fast as possible because you knock the air out of him. Meanwhile, on the ground, you grab your sword. You're on their boat. Your
swords.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
You're on their boat. I assume you are too.
Right? Yeah, I was playing a melody for them for like 15 minutes.
But I can join them.
They were not
bonuses for the second.
They continue rushing towards you. The first.
And I have to use it as a secondary action.
The first two leap over and onto the boat. What do you guys do? Initiative, by the way.
Oh, yes. Hang on.
Oh, shit.
13.
Where's my dice going?
13 for John. 13 for Jare.
Do we have to re-roll?
Well,
what was the rule with it?
For what?
You both re-roll. Whoever gets higher goes first.
No, Trevor's got the highest dex.
Oh, okay, right.
What's the rule we played with
okay,
John
no, dex. Dex
was...
then, dex.
Yeah, but we...
My dex is 14.
I got 18.
How the fuck do you have 18 as a skill?
I rolled for my stats.
I got 18.
Pun?
I rolled
okay.
for my stats.
I did too!
18 for Aaron.
Oh, I didn't.
So am I first?
Yeah, I rolled a 16 and then Tabaxi plus 2.
Am I first?
Yes.
I only get plus 1 to kill people, but I get plus 1 to
you
everything.
You swim to the sideways. In the water you can
I
see...
I think you can choose a special type of
human
on the sword.
Suddenly
coast,
you can see movement in the water.
I can do a
variant
human so like you like...
Sorry, closer to me or closer to
yeah.
me?
Yeah. It's really
probably equidistant from both of you. It's coming upstream. You can see black shapes.
I swim the opposite direction, but like towards him, so like sideways, like perpendicular to him.
So the thing
parallel.
Coming this way, you swim this way towards him. So you're here, like, he's here, the things are coming here. Do you swim towards him?
No, I swim that way.
You swim that way.
Yeah, but I stay within 30 feet of him because that's the range of Witch Bolt.
Okay, cool. You kind of swim in an arc around him.
I continue Witch Bolting him, which is another D12 damage. This is not, this is, it's already latched onto him, which basically means he can't do anything.
Yeah. Okay, he's flailing out underwater, the bubbles kind of coming out of his mouth.
Alright,
12 damage again.
Oh, nice.
This is going to be really cool, but I grab the hilt on my guitar and pull it, and out emerges...
It's not called a hilt, it's called the neck.
Is it a hilt?
No.
Okay, not the guitar, the neck...
Oh, you mean the...
The neck of the guitar!
I thought you meant a sword.
Not the neck.
My bad.
No, not the neck.
What, body?
What parts do you grab?
The head.
The, like, the bit of the tuning pegs.
Yeah.
The head.
The head. I grab the head,
yeah,
and then
the
I pull it.
That part's called the head, yes.
And out comes
the
head.
It's true, it's
a
head.
DM?
Are there strings attached to that? Isn't that like how it's tuned?
Depends. It's a ukulele, first of all, so it's like this big.
Oh, maybe you have a bit at the top of, above the tuning pegs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And yeah, out comes the sword. That I'd accept.
Or
and
really thin rapier.
And in that, I look really cool.
Yeah, 11 cool points. They do nothing.
Hang on. What's it? It's intimidation. 14?
That does not intimidate the 11 men, or the 10 men who are currently charging towards you.
It's actually more of a performance check. It's the...
Yeah, performance.
You go from ukulele to sword swap.
Yeah, because I'm an entertainer. Hang on. Performance. That makes it 16.
What are you going to... How...
That makes it 16 then.
You know what? Fine.
Oh, why?
Don't use logic.
Wait.
That is fine.
What? Aquatic beasts have an extraordinary affinity with your people. You can communicate simple ideas with beasts that can breathe water. They can understand the meaning of your words, though you have no special ability to understand them. I'm gonna...
Talk to the
fish. I'm gonna upperman
them.
Oh, yes, please. I'll pour you some.
Okay, cool. So you might try and communicate.
Yeah, I want to tell the things that swim towards us to attack the guy swimming up.
Okay, just because you can talk to them doesn't mean nothing.
I realize that, but it's worth a shot.
Okay, cool.
No,
so that's your turn.
Before.
Okay, cool. Who has the highest initiative?
How much
out of
you for Mitch?
Me.
I like two.
Okay, you go.
$2.25.
Oh, so
exactly.
You pull out the sword. What do you do now?
Well, two of them for four.
So you guys try and get moving on the boat.
I bought
Azaka, by the way,
and the solar for $2.25.
Wait, hang on.
$25.
So we're all off the
all
boat.
Don't forget, all of your gear is on the boat that they're standing on, and all of their gear is on the boat.
I know. So we're
going to
kill everyone and then get back on our boat.
No, we're going to
take
their
boat.
Take the big
boat. Take the big
boat with all the soup, 11 people's worth of rations.
Exactly. That's
okay.
What I've been saying for
okay. Well,
the last 30 minutes. But they were looking for supply crates for a while, which means they might be running low.
Yeah, but
then once
we've
kill
still
them,
got our rations.
They're in your boat.
Yeah, I know, but we can if we kill everyone.
Right,
we can
kill them all. Yeah.
Whose initiative is
it? So it was mine. That was
so he pulled the sword out of the top of.
Am I on the boat or am I on the ground?
You're on their boat.
Does their boat have a mast?
If you want, we can draw it out on this bit of plastic here.
Yes. I want to see what the boat is, because my plan is to run, climb, and then just, like, swing at them from... I want to use my ability to climb, and then just, you know, like, as they're trying to hit me with their swords, just jump down, slash their head off, jump back up.
Fine. Stop.
Yeah, you've got a canoe. Theirs doesn't have a mast. They've got water paddles and all that. It's like a steamboat, but a steamboat, but they're powered by hand.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go...
paddle boat, that's it.
I'm going to dive down. Wait.
That's what
I'm
I do.
You guys are here. It's reasonably tall. It's not big boat. It's probably like rises out of the water about that
it's
much.
It's better than our boat.
Okay, so I can't just jump down and then as they try and swing at me, just
okay. So you're here.
Yeah.
Just say and well, like just say that's you. They've just jumped on the side here from this side. A lot of them are
right
there
can you
and
just
on the
make
bank.
A move?
Okay.
I'm going to attack.
What?
No,
whoa.
Wait, hang on. First, as a cantrip,
where
I
am
pass,
I?
First, as a cantrip, I
okay.
Cast Blade Water.
You are
myself.
In the water. Yeah, you are red because you're in water. That's how that works.
I cast Blade
now.
Water myself.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
I cast Blade Water myself first.
Blade Ward?
Blade Ward. That's a whole
okay.
Action.
No, it's a cantrip.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean it's not a whole action.
Fuck. No way. Hang on. If it is, then...
Yep, one action.
Nope, never mind.
You extend your hand and trace a sigil of warding on air until the end of your next turn. You have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage dealt by weapon attacks.
Nope, I just go and slash someone.
Okay, you go and
slash.
You're just a slasher.
with my scimitar.
A hash slam.
Slasher!
Holy shit!
Slasher.
25.
25 to hit?
You hit. What is that? 1d6 plus 6?
These are scantily clad levels, by the way.
10.
Bum, 10 damage?
Yeah.
He takes it.
What the fuck?
Bitch, what?
This guy's running really hard.
Alright.
That's what, like, if someone hit me.
No, he looks pretty bloody, the guy that you hit.
If someone did 10 damage to me, I would die instantly.
We're commoners though, so like that would be our stats.
Alright. And then Wyatt, as a bonus action, I immediately jump back.
Oh, you mean character?
I immediately jump back.
I meant our character, we're commoners.
No.
So like anything.
I meant in character.
So run up, slash this guy, ching, jump back.
Okay. My turn. I attack the nearest guy.
The other guy on the boat.
Are there only two guys
on the boat at the moment?
Because aren't I on the big boat with him?
Yeah, you're all on the big boat. And the two guys have just jumped onto the boat, the big boat that you're on.
Weren't there all those scantily clad clans?
Yeah, those two guys have just jumped on the boat. The other guys are getting ready. Like, they're all kind of going towards you. They're on land slash on the smaller boat. So they're kind of rushing towards your boat.
And there's not many people on the big boat.
No, there's
well,
you,
I'll
there's,
attack,
there's you
I'll
and Zarka.
The guy he attacked, first
okay,
of
sure.
all, with, my rapier.
You rush towards him with both rapiers raised.
Jesus.
The 23 to attack.
23 to attack. Okay, you hit.
8 damage.
For shizzle?
Why? 8 damage.
He's one of the bossy people. 8 damage? Okay, cool. He dies. He died.
And I use my secondary action to attack the other guy with my other sword.
Okay, sure.
So I roll. I do roll that, but I don't add bonuses. 12.
To hit?
Yeah.
You just hit.
Oi!
What was that? What'd you roll, sorry?
Short sword is 1d6.
What'd you roll?
And I got 3 to damage.
3 to damage? he takes it.
Unsurprisingly.
Spicy boy.
Okay, cool. Then it's, their turn. The last of the three scantily clad ones jump on the boat, so there are two on the boat again.
So there are three on the boat now.
They have bow darts, remember?
So meanwhile, the people in your boats and slash on the shore, of them, 5 of them, pull out various ranged weapons, mainly crossbows, and start to aim at you, take aim. First one fires at. okay, so 1, 2, Azarka is 3, 4, 5, 6 is you. Okay, so one hits, aims at you, the next aims at you, the third one aims at you, the fourth one aims at you, the fifth one aims at you. So how many shots was that each?
3 to me, 2 to him. What about,
underwater. Okay,
no,
does 14 hit you?
No, the guide.
No, they're not aiming at you, because you're underwater.
Yeah, they're
the guide.
We're talking about
I was calculating for the guide and she didn't get any rolls. Does a 14 hit you, Max?
Why? If one of them rolls a critical one, they hit their own man. Yes.
I'm dead.
Okay.
did they actually?
No. This was just for damage. One damage.
Yes!
Okay, the next one that shoots you. Okay, gets a 5, so misses. The third one gets a 4, so misses.
Yes!
Okay.
Uh-huh!
The other two shoot at you. Gets a crit 1.
Yes!
Shoots another guy who's rushing towards you across the riverbank. Impales the guy like the scantily clad one that you hit.
Yeah.
Dealing. he falls to the ground, like bleeding like massively. He's still just alive though. and so one more shot at you. Gets a 4. Misses. However, they're going to be rushing towards you slowly.
Rushing towards you slowly?
They're going to be rushing towards you as time passes.
Which is any of us on the other boat?
Not like, they're all on the enemy boat.
Everyone?
Yeah, except for you.
Every single person?
No. Max, Azarka, and Judy are on the enemy boat.
Hey, this is
with
names.
two
my next character's name is
Phoenix.
Can you not
with
screw
two
it up,
warriors. And then on your boat,
Felix.
Are about 3 guys, and on the land are 4 guys, and in the water with another guy is you. The two tribal warriors on the boat, is that like they choose to attack
Max.
Now. So the first tribal warrior swings out with his sword, at who would be closest?
Felix.
No, I jumped back.
You've just attacked. So he gets a 9. That
I love how I've, like, I've taken, like, no...
The other one recoils.
This is all my
in
fault.
Corner, trying
we've
to, like,
taken
not
no
lead out. Okay, cut to you.
Max.
I keep electrocuting him.
Only one guy in the water. That's how I
okay.
spend my
Tuesday nights. You can see the black shapes getting closer and closer.
One guy in the water. That's how
sharp,
I just spend my Tuesday
large
nights.
Large dollar shaped things.
I use
You try and talk to them.
No. I use Randall. I want to have like a quick glance around what's happening above the surface.
It's kind of hard to do that while you're swimming and things.
Alright, okay, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Which bolt? What's his name?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I get a roll.
The English guy.
Roll damage. And 10 damage.
10 damage, he takes it.
Where does the black shapes look like they're going to?
Well, they're going towards him first because you kind of went in an arc around him.
Okay.
And he's looked around, now he's kind of like, he's freaking
how
out, trying to paddle towards you as fast as possible. You are probably just a 2 feet, 3 feet under.
That's decent.
And you can see, he looks down and he notices a big brown shape on the bottom of the, on the river bottom.
Fuck.
With a little cask in it.
Can talk
it's
to
their
it.
Water skin.
I...
The quippers are swarming towards him and it, however.
The brown thing with the water.
No, like, they're swarming through that area. They're not swarming. They're not going to deliberately try and attack it or something.
Okay.
Like,
I will get that later.
At this point, he starts desperately paddling towards you. Cut to you.
Oh, wait, I swim. I keep the 20 feet distance.
Okay, cool. The river's slowly flowing, so it's not that hard to get. However, if you're not careful, you're going to get water in your mouth and then make a constitution. You'll have to make a constitution saving throw.
I'll live with that.
You can see strange kind of, like, vague shapes in the kind of murky water swimming, like, vaguely. There might be
I try
all
to say
kinds of aquatic life.
I just tell them all to, like, not attack me and attack you. Like, I send out a general message.
Hey Max. Alright, I'm going to use my bardic inspiration. Mm-hmm. I roll a d6. Choose a thing in 60 feet, max. Creature adds dice roll... as like what I roll in dice to his roll.
To my next roll.
Yeah.
Okay. D20
roll.
D20 and attack roll, I think.
And it's just my next roll.
Yeah. Just in case you don't hit. And that gives you your thing. You get 4 dice. 4d6s.
Wait, 4d6s? What? Are you sure? Wait.
Wait.
Bardic inspiration.
Bardic inspiration.
I don't think it's a bard sword. It's not even there, is it? The sword college?
No, it's in Sinan.
No, but it's not Sword College because you don't get colleges at all.
No.
Colleges are not
paid. It's Bardic Inspiration. Or it might be like D4 or something like that.
So you don't get the die. I get the die.
Okay.
But I'll use my own die.
Hey!
I can choose a roll and add that number to it.
Yeah.
And I can wait till after the rolling the D20 to decide to use it.
Yeah, so like, if for your next sword swing, I'm gonna go up and attack one of the dudes because there's only
the guy's bleeding out in the boat.
No, wasn't he on the ground bleeding out?
No, he's bleeding out on the boat.
There's two more, aren't there?
There are two guys on the boat with
you.
One of them
as many times.
So there are two guys on the boat.
As your charisma
modifiers.
Oh, I can use it 3 times.
There are two guys on the boat with you. One of them was impaled and is bleeding out by the arrow from one of the other men, and the other one's still ready to attack you. There are the people on the bank, 7 of them.
I'm gonna go for the ready for attack guy.
Okay, cool.
14.
All of this is making a lot of noise, by the way.
14.
14.
All of this is making a lot of noise. Ooh, shit. Right. 14, and then that is 9.
What
nine,
was our other
option?
Become slaves.
9 damage. To the guy's ready to attack. He takes it.
Yeah. And then over to you, Max. Don't forget my bardic inspiration is there for you.
Alright. Well, so how many people are on the boat now?
Three.
Two. No. Well, two enemies. Remember the one who's bleeding out and the one who's ready to attack.
Oh,
okay,
I just described them to you.
So, I use my rapier to attack the one who's ready to attack.
Okay.
He's already taken 9 damage.
He's just swung out at him, and while he creates an opening for you to jab in with one of your simith, like one of your rapiers.
You have a sneak attack in this.
21.
You hit.
You have a sneak attack, by the way. Because, he's in combat with someone else. Trust me.
You kill him.
Okay.
You jab it, you skewer him.
He has one of the blow dart things,
yeah.
Right? I pick it up as a, can I pick it up as a free?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah, as he falls to the ground, you grab it from
and
his...
I blow it at one of the people off the ship.
That's another action.
Burn, isn't that bonus? I do it without without modifier, second attack.
You actually have to drop your sword.
Yeah, that would be a second, like, yeah.
Can I jam my sword into the deck and then blow it?
You can try. There's also the guy bleeding out right next
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I know, and he's not going to do anything. He's
jam the sword into him.
No, because that's an attack.
Okay, sure, blow.
I aim at one of the people. So, anyway, I attack him with the thing.
You gain. Uh-huh. No, you actually have a disadvantage because you're not proficient with this kind of weapon.
14 or 1.
Crit 1. Okay, you accidentally suck in the dart. It's kind of stopped by your teeth, but you do sense
but
something
can I
else
use,
coming
can I use
with
the Bardic Inspiration?
Okay,
to
you,
avoid
can,
it?
You can use
that's not how it works, because it's still a crit 1.
It's still a crit 1.
Okay, well,
okay cool. You suck in the dart. you choke for a moment and you drop the thing, staggering back before coughing up this bit of dart.
Right.
You better bloody hope there's no poison on it.
That
okay,
sounds
that's
like
your
what?
Turn.
I hope
Mitch.
I count. That's the
Mitch.
Final thing I knew.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the people on the riverbank start rushing forward. Suddenly, however, you hear other sounds coming from in the forest. It's kind of a strange chittering sound. Then everything else, the natural wildlife, like the birds and things, suddenly falls silent. And you hear heavier and heavier footsteps. Something is coming. And the thugs know it. They start rushing towards your boat as fast as physically possible. Jumping on. I assume you haven't unmoored it or anything. Okay, they leap onto the boat one by one. There are now all set. There are now five of them cramming on there. The other two remain on your boat. And just as they do so, you can see through the jungle canopy, strange, ghastly white figures rushing forward. They've obviously been attracted by the noise.
And we're on the 11th left side.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was intentional, remember?
Yeah. No. But.
So now the third.
Review.
The first three thugs attack. Who would be closest? You?
I'm on the big ship.
Okay, yeah, they're both on the big ship.
Okay. Yes, I'm probably the closest.
14 hits?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 5 damage.
Fuck.
Second one attacks you, 15 hits?
Yeah.
4 damage.
I'm unconscious, -2.
Actually?
Yes, really.
They strike out at you, you fall back unconscious. Meanwhile, you stand up there, they get ready to fight again. Over to you.
I electrocute. I shoot him again.
Okay, cool.
Still not dead.
How far have we moved away from the boats? Because we're moving. He's moving at me and I'm moving at him.
Well,
you're all the way
yeah, you
into the
out,
snout of Ormgar.
I'm 20 feet away. No, Luke.
Alright,
damage to him.
Away.
You've somehow travelled from there to here. Snapping to the leg.
Yep.
11 damage.
11 damage?
Come to the fish before I'm
here. They're about to reach him. At this point, he's panicking. He's rushing for he's trying to get to the surface as fast as possible. His lungs look like they're about to burst. The fish are almost on him. Cutting towards you. You're on the ship, you've seen him, he's fallen unconscious by your side, you're now protecting him, and you can see these creatures are rushing out of the jungle faster and faster, they're getting towards the jungle bank. The thugs on the other side of the river look like they're trying to unmoor your canoe as fast as possible to get away. They're yelling out, quick, quick, before they get to us!
Fuck you.
Okay.
Get fucked loose.
Oh, crit.
Can I just...
You stab through one and into the next one behind him. Lined up. And as you do so, you put your shoulder into it and rush to the side of the boat, trying to push them off.
No, that means they'll go for him. I need the fish to go to the other guy, not them.
I don't know, they'd probably go onto the land. You haven't unmoored this boat yet.
Oh, okay. Unmoor the boat, please!
Alright, so I'd push them off.
Okay, you push them off onto the land. They and take, what's the maximum damage you can do? And then double it, because we're doing that house roll.
24.
24.
Because I can do
12
max.
Okay, cool.
Also, then as a bonus action, can I... Yeah, is the... Is what's his name on the boat as well?
Huh?
Is what's his name on the boat as well with us?
Azaka?
Yeah.
Oh, Azaka hasn't been doing anything. Azaka has...
What?
Baga.
We kept actually reminding you about her, so we just assumed you were doing something.
Alright, let's just say Azaka's on the boat.
Did you? I didn't hear, I'm sorry.
We actually were like, what's our guide doing?
Oh.
What's our guide doing, Wyatt?
I'm sorry.
We assumed you were doing stuff with her because we don't control her.
Oh, sorry. You've knocked the guy off the side. As you do so with the sword, you pull out the sword and they fall back. They're still both alive, but they're clearly bloodied. You pull out and you fall backwards. These guys are surrounding you. However, Azaka's got your back. At this point, she brandishes her sword and gets ready to strike.
She gets 5 turns all in one go.
She gets
yes.
3 turns.
Right.
How I was about. She goes into an absolute animal frenzy. so she misses with her first attack.
She's shit.
Okay, second attack she hits. I'll just roll all the attacks. She hits
you
with
can
3 attacks.
Because they have heavier armor.
She has this like short sword that she's swinging out with. She does 17 damage to one, 9 damage to another one.
Can I quickly
unmoor the boat?
Yeah, you're gonna want to do that at some point. Okay, over. Max, make your first saving.
I cut the rope.
So death save. So that's not good.
It's okay, we have. You have
it's
two
just
more.
Above 10 or 14.
So you failed your first saving.
Yep. It's okay, we've got this. We have 2 more saves to go.
Okay.
4 death.
As this happens, the undead rush out. So the undead finally pour out of the jungle towards you. You see several strange emaciated creatures. They're like skeletons but with bits of flesh hanging off them. The first one, so they pour over the corpses of the, they pour over the corpses of the, of the 2 thugs that Cooper just shoved, and they start to try and jump onto the boat. 2 of them leap on now, in fact, and they rush out. The thugs are the ones nearest to them, so they're the ones they strike. Okay, the first one grabs out and he's like wrestling with it. So basically the first undead's kind of clawed out and then tried to grapple one of the guards.
Oh wait, are these undead pale?
No, they're kind of like skeletons with bits of flesh kind of hanging off. They look like zombies, kind of. The other one grabs into it and tries to skewer the other one with like a kind of a bit of bone, like a shard of bone sticking where his hand used to be. The guy screams out and takes damage. So now a lot of them are distracted, so they're turning around, but there are undead on this ship. Over to you. I need to control the guy. The guy underwater finally gets breath of water. He starts trying to freestyle as fast as possible towards the big boat, like his boat. He gets towards the edge just in time to put a hand on it. Over to you. You can see the quippers are now reaching up to him, and you can see suddenly there's a burst of red in the water, a cloud, as they arrive at him. He screams, and suddenly you, from behind you, hear this animal yell coming out of the water. You turn around, and you just see this guy with a hand on the side of the boat suddenly get pulled deeper and deeper into the water. You see this cloud of red blood that's starting to get larger and larger under the water. Do you swim closer to it in order to keep your Witchbolt range?
I use that as an opportunity to swim up onto the boat.
Okay, cool. Oh no, but that's where the red blood is.
Yeah, I like...
Okay.
Because I can move decently fast. I can move 30 feet.
Okay.
So I use my momentum to swim up out of the water like a dolphin, like try and grab onto the side of the boat.
Okay. You like butterfly up and leap out, grabbing onto the side of the boat. And you try and pull yourself up, I think?
No, I just hold on and I keep witchbolting him.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you witchbolt him.
I'm now out of the water, though. Now I dealt to him 10 damage.
Okay, you just killed him.
Oh, sweet.
Like, just. Finally, you kind of zap this guy, and suddenly he, like... You just see him disappear into the water, and then become engulfed by this frenzy. Your legs are right in their range of fire now, by the way, though, and they sense blood. So you better get out.
But then I... Oh, okay.
Okay, over to you. You can see now, there are only 2 thugs on this boat who are currently, like, in a position to attack you, and they're pretty preoccupied with the fact their buddies are getting, like, eaten by zombies on the other side of the boat.
To attack. So, hang on. 22.
So you attack one of them?
Yeah.
22? Okay, cool. You swing out at one of the thugs.
What? 8 to attack? What?
No.
What's 6 to attack?
Okay.
It's dexterity
more
plus proficiency, yeah.
How much damage do you do?
8.
8, you kill him.
Nice.
Because this was one of the ones you attacked before.
Yeah.
There's only one other guy there left. Max, you're
Wait,
bleeding out.
You can still use my bardic inspiration.
No, he's...
You can actually.
Yeah, to your death saving. You could have done that for the last one. How much, like, but you can.
It's a maximum of six.
The chance of him of getting actually succeeding would have been really low.
Okay, yeah, right.
So you can choose to use it.
I can go here. That's fine.
But you don't need to.
He can choose to use it after.
Okay,
rolls,
Azaka's
which is really...
turn now. Azaka attempts to.
Azaka.
Actually, no. Azaka instead yells out, "Quick, get to the side!" At this point, she says, "Oh, sorry." She yells out, passes by the thug that was about to attack you, rushes towards the two zombies. That are grappling, like that are in combat with two of the thugs, and tries to bull rush them all overboard. The ship, like overboard the ship, essentially. Strength check against their opposed one. Woo. Okay, she might actually do it. Okay, she pushes one of the groups overboard and the other one's leaning precariously. So now there's a kind of zombie that's grappled onto the face of one of the thugs, trying to pull it closer to, like, gore it with its feet. She stands there. Anyway, okay, cool. Over to the thugs then. The thugs fight, the thugs fight with the, okay, one gets a critical one to, attack the skeleton. He punches it through the ribcage and gets in and gets his arm, like, and his arm's cut into by some of the bones in the side. He screeches out, and this thing doesn't seem to notice. It brings its fist down on his head. You hear a crunching sound.
painful.
Yeah. You hear a crunching sound, he takes damage. Okay, cool. The other one attempts to swing out. Misses.
What wants
us there's a final one. There's one thug who's left on board the ship, and he tries to get away as fast as possible. He just jumps overboard. He leaps into the water and starts paddling as fast as he can, doggy paddling as fast as he can for the other bank. Okay, so there are now two thugs left on the boat. And there are another two with your boat who are trying to paddle away upriver at the moment. Okay, over to you.
Get them.
I climb up.
Okay, you climb up. You can see there are two thugs at the moment.
Isn't there one that's being undead. Isn't there the ones that, like... Okay, so you know, like, there's
wait,
the one that's, like, precariously
boat?
Over the side, and on the side?
Big boat, yeah, that's
I should have fireballed
he's
at that group, like, get them off the edge.
Oh, okay, sure.
He's rescuing our
do
boat.
Do I get advantage since they're, like...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a 19 first off.
Okay, yeah, they go flying.
Cool. I need D10. Oh, so they fall off?
Yeah.
Okay, they fall off. Who else is on the boat?
Now there's only two thugs, and one of them is currently grappling with the skeleton.
Okay. Wait, didn't I hit this?
Oh, so that was the one that came off. There are two thugs, one of them is bleeding out, and the other one is flying.
I run to the side of the one bleeding out so that next turn I can just kill him.
Just stomp his throat.
Or whack him with a cross staff.
Or do that.
Just poke him really hard.
Okay. Your turn.
16?
Yep, that hits.
I like it. It's a chicken.
10.
You kill him.
Yeah, it's still pretty.
Dude, I'm a bard and I'm killing everything.
You're finishing.
Single-handedly kills the main guy.
I've killed like five of them, mates.
Yeah, killing the hard ones.
I killed... Five equal hard.
If you were versing the guy I was versing, you would probably die.
Okay, Azaka rushes over to where you are and throat stomps the guy you're
about. Oh, damn it! She stole my kill! Kill steal!
I know!
She smiles at you, like, ha.
Hey, what about me?
Kind of like, bitch to it.
Is that like a little sexy heart?
What about me?
Is she flirting with me?
What about me?
Insight roll.
What about me?
Alright, yeah. Your turn. No, Azaka goes first. Okay, cool. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're bleeding out, Max.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I think I've got a shit insight, man.
Bardic inspiration.
I'm using your
hey!
Why? I've got an 11. For insight.
I'm inspired beyond the grave.
You can't tell in the heat of
that, Max. It's like in your death realm. You're surrounded by grey waters and you're just floating there. And then you just hear my lullaby.
I love it.
And then you're like, I'm safe. One save.
Oh, sorry. Okay, cool. With that, you take out
one.
The last guard on the boat. Now there are just the two guards paddling away with your canoe. You can see they're about 20 feet away at this point. And the undead are, like, have
it's
all been knocked overboard or whatever.
It's not my turn yet, is it?
The turns are pretty loose. At this point, Azaka's like, At this point, she's kind of gotten really aggro. She's pacing around the boat. Quick, we need to get... to get to them.
Wait, so do we kill everyone on our boat?
Yes, or knock them over.
Okay, I help her get the boat going.
It's like, quick, she starts kind of rowing the one.
I help her.
She's bleeding out. And so he's bleeding out. She doesn't seem to notice. She's in a kind of frenzy.
I do have healing spells.
Do it!
We have to get over to there. Quick.
I cast healing word on Max.
Yeah. So you start paddling as fast as possible. Strength check.
Me?
Yeah.
12.
12?
Yeah.
She gets enough too, and you start to speed out. She's like spinning like a maniac. This thing, and the actual whole boat is starting to go towards the left.
I'm not here for
you. You are speeding up with them. You can see the people on the boat like, quick, paddle, they can't get to us.
I cast.
Us if we go fast enough. The people on the boat are picking up speed. You'd say you're now within 15 feet of the oppositional boat.
I cast Burning Hands.
Burning Hands?
It's in a 15 foot current.
Aha, you just make it. Wait, you might threaten, you might burn the canoe though. That's all right.
We don't need the canoe, we only need the supplies.
The canoe is slightly damp due to the rain.
Yeah, too.
Well, everything's slightly damp.
I know. It will not catch fire.
It's not damp. Fire. It's moist. Oh. Get it right.
Do you know how wet wood burns white? Badly.
I cast the answer. Okay, can I have some dexterity saves, please?
No, as in it badly burns?
There are
only
two thugs in the boat. One got a crit one.
Yeah, but which?
He kind of tried to avoid it by jumping in the water. But you flamed him and he fell into the water.
Okay, and the other one?
The other one got a 12.
Mm-mm.
Alright.
Full damage.
Aha. Uh-huh.
13 damage.
So 13 damage to which? The first one?
Both of them.
Okay, so to each?
Yeah.
Okay, they both take it. The first one jumps into the water though.
She's
and he's flailing around madly.
Yeah.
The other one maintained his grip, and he's now trying to paddle as fast as possible. He's panicking, he's freaking out, he's hyperventilating. You are now within 10 feet of their boat. Another strength check to keep it up.
Can I switch with you? What's your strength?
9.
Fuck it, mine's better. Yeah. Alright.
Max has the better strength.
Azaka's gone red, she's like paddling as fast as possible, panting.
I got a 7.
Okay. You got a 19, so yeah. Okay. The whole boat starts to do this.
Do we start to run into them?
You're kind of now going in an arc towards them, yeah. Next turn, yes.
Alright. So, is it my turn? Okay, I cast Cure Wounds on Max.
Okay.
Max, you regain 9 hit points.
You gain
9.
So, is that 9 from 0 or 9 from negative 2?
9 from negative 2.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I magically regain consciousness and all of my bleeding has stopped.
You're kind of semi-conscious then you're like,
and then I go no. Why?
How's Randall doing?
Pardon?
How's Randall doing?
The flying snake.
Oh, Randall at this point, he's having a great time.
Why?
He can come back and wrap around my neck or
because he was drinking out of one of the corpses in the boat a bit earlier.
He's so cute.
As a bonus action, I get my scimitar. I slip it back into my ukulele, and I start strumming it. It's okay to say you're welcome.
And there's like blood dripping out of the bottom of his ukulele.
I cast Fireball.
It's okay
fireball
to say you're
to the guy
welcome.
Okay,
wait,
fireball.
What am I going to
do? That's just a range attack.
Okay.
It's okay to say you're welcome. I'm so glad I did that.
19. That's all you know about
okay,
that song.
Yes.
You hit. Yes, yeah, so he takes it, continues paddling. At this point, now the boat is about to ram into the side. And it does. There's a shuddering sound, and suddenly the boat rams into the side. The whole, they all start to tip. You hear a crack in the canoe's hull as the whole thing, and they all start to go this way. The guy freaks out, and suddenly, you're barely comprehending, but Azaka, rushes away from where she's paddling and runs toward the boat, jumping over side.
Can I follow her?
Sure.
Can I follow her as well?
No, you just say with him.
Why do you have to be the new dead way?
I run and jump. Can I bring my stick up to whack the guy on the head?
Okay, initiative between you and the doctor, just a roll off to see who gets there.
It'll be better if I stop playing my character.
I got 9.
Okay, yeah, you go.
I run and jump, and I bring my staff up to whack him as I land on the ground.
Okay, cool. You
the way you're shaking.
Him.
I can't believe it. I ain't never seen it.
Why? Just
smack
out of it.
The way you move it, it make my quarter stuff go. Da doink doink doink.
Oh no, come on.
I don't believe it. It's almost to be true. I ain't never seen a body fall into the water like that. The way you flop into the water makes my quarter stuff go. But doink doink doink.
Nine damage? Okay, cool.
The way he moves is like he's falling
he
into the water.
It.
Can
I flatter him at the same time, like land on top of him?
Fun?
Can I like land on top of him at the same time?
She arrives right there, and basically what she does is she grabs her quarterstaff, but she grabs her longsword, and shoves it into him as like hard as possible. Okay, she got a 4.
I'm a wizard, and I've just, like, been an action hero in this whole thing.
Sorry,
she
what?
Growls and
I'm a wizard.
Swings out again.
I'm
okay,
a
she
butt.
Gets a crit. She takes off his head.
Oh, geez,
fuck. And she kind of growls out, like, kind of partly at it, partly at you for, like, I don't know, stealing the kill or something.
She killed him.
Guys, trying to get there, like,
this is a highly competitive environment.
I pick up the supplies and I start trying to.
You're gonna have to quickly because the canoes.
I do.
Starting
I
to
take one
water.
Side of the supplies and I start climbing up.
Okay, cool. She grabs everything like without a word and starts rushing onto the other.
I rush over to the side and help you pass it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anyone on our on the new boat?
Us.
No, except for you.
Us.
Only you.
Nate.
Yeah.
We won.
Okay. I know!
We beat the encounter! And we probably weren't meant to.